Good morning, everybody. Glory be to God. Let go and let God, what a beautiful song to be ministered and to minister to this morning. Just thanking God that we have the opportunity to let go and allow him to take over the situation. That is why he is in control. And we just want to tell him thank you for that this morning. We say good morning to everyone that's under the sound of my voice. It's a new day, a new dawning, a new day to walk into the likeness of Christ, a new day to let things go from whatever took place yesterday, a new day to sit and let go and let God. So I say to you, again, let go and let God. Stop carrying extra weight. Stop carrying extra burden. Let go and let God take care of whatever the circumstances, whatever the situation is. Remember, we've been at night, but this morning we have the opportunity to have joy in our heart. We have joy because we were chosen. We were chosen this morning to wake up. We were chosen this morning to give it all to God and just start a new way. A new day, I'm going to say that again, to start a new way and a new day. So as we go on today, just think about the different things that's holding you down. Think about the different things that you want to get up off of you and turn it over to God. Because as Leon, the author of this song, is telling us that we can let things go when we're holding on too hard. And he has a very powerful testimony as to why he wrote this song. But we know that all things are possible with God. So I sit and say to you this morning, all over the land, to let go and let God. Minister Shakita, if you're on the line, bring us in prayer, please. Good morning.
Hey.
Minister Shakita, good morning.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. I pray, God, this morning that this prayer find all people's hearts in for blessings and in honor of God. This morning, Jesus Christ, we lay upon you all the cares and worries, God, that we had of yesterday, Lord. There are no more, Lord. We shall walk into today, O God, strong and bold, O God, as you have us to do, O God, today. We should not worry and let things of yesterday, God, worry us today, O God, as we walk into you and grasp upon you, O God. Let us know, God, that you are the way, God. We know that you are the way, O God. But there are some, God, O Lord, God. May you help them find you, O God. May me, my sister, my brother be the way for them, God, over into you, O God. Let them know that through us, God, we help you, God. Show them that you are the way, O God. You are the way, O God. Your mercy and glory endure all things, O God. May you show and may you pull and pluck the things that not of you, O God, up out of the people, God, that you know that needs to be fixed, O God, that only you can rectify, O God. No man can rectify, God. Only we can show them the way to you, O God. We love you for this, O God. We thank you today, O God, for this gift, O God. We love you, God. Help us to know, God. Help us to lead us to know, God, you, O God. Just knew you, O God. Help us, God, to get a kindred spirit of love in one another's heart, God, so way we may help one another, Lord, the way you see for us to help, oh God. Fix all the things, God, that we have in our heart, God, that may not be of you, oh God, but we know, God, that you are the way, oh God. Fix in us, oh God. We love you, God, and as we let go of the things of the world and let go of the things of man, God, we grasp onto you, oh God, and we keep holding on, God. May you continue to lift us in the spirit. Lift us and hold us up to your spirit, oh God. And we thank you for this, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's only you, oh God, that has made the way. No one else, oh God. We thank you. In your name, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. As we go, as we come to the broadcast this morning, one thing I want to ask, how many of you know that God is for you? We in tradition, we always sit and think, or people always let us know or make us feel that we're not worthy or we're not good enough. But scripture says that if God is for us, who can be against us? That is such a powerful word right there in itself. If God is for us, who can be against us? And as stated over and over, that's something we should realize, that God is for us because he gave his only begotten son. And not only that, he gave us the gift of salvation. So he wants us to prosper. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be in the kingdom and live by kingdom principles. And assess the core values into our life. He wants us to do to be Christ-like. You know, we already know Satan's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And a lot of things that go on in our lives, we choose to allow them to go on in our lives because we choose that path. We choose. You got two paths. You can go on a straight and narrow path, righteousness. Or you can go on a crooked path, which is evilness. But we choose as we go on, because God gives us the freedom of choice to go on that narrow, on that crooked path. And then we feel like that God has doomed us. But the scripture says that he is for us. God is for us. So therefore, you have choices to make, a conscious decision as to who you're going to be with. If you choose to stay in a negative, or you go, you know, just like on a battery, a car battery, there's a positive terminal and there's a negative terminal. And one thing about God, in Luke, it tells us that you cannot serve two masters. One of them, he's going to allow to go forward, and one of them, and then the other one is just, he can't stand it. It's distasteful to him. He cannot stand a person that goes the other way. But I'm here to tell you, yesterday we spoke about how much God loves us. And I'm here to tell you that he loves us so much that he's for us. He does not put in our mind that we're condemned. God is not a God of condemnation. That's something in our mind. That's something that you have been taught, that you're not good enough. God, in every situation, God is in that situation, but you have to choose which voice you're going to listen to. You have to choose who puts what into your ear. You have to choose whose report you're going to believe, because the reports are out there. God is there. He has shown us over and over. You woke up this morning, so he's letting you know that he's for you. You made it through last night to get up this morning to give a testimony, so he's for you. In your circumstances, in your situation, you may have seen and had a day. He's for you. It's about you renewing your mind and getting into a place that you are going to believe the words of God, not leaning on your own understanding. And I'm bringing this up because people sometimes allow other people to tear them down. But I'm here to tell you that only God has a say-so of how you are and who you are. Only God has that. He is the only person that you have to sit and worry about what he thinks. We, a lot of us, get into a place where our confidence is so low because people have beat you down. Beat you down because you're doing the right thing. Beat you down because you chose God over man. Beat you down because the words that's coming out of your mouth may sting, but they're truth. You're coming from spirit and truth. Beat you down because you sit and say, I don't want to hear this no more. Beat you down because you realize that I am a conqueror. I am victorious. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You get into a place, no matter what they say or what they do, that you're immovable, and you're steadfast in what God has for you. And that's one of these things that song Let Go and Let God is talking about. Because people will beat you down into the ground. And that's why it is so important for you to meditate on your words day and night so you know what God is speaking to you, what man said and say to you, unless it's coming from God, unless God is truly putting someone in a place to bring you the word of God, to bring you correction. Because we always looking for a sweet word or a word that's going to make us get up and hoop and holler, because at the end of it, it's a prophecy or a promise that God may have not even given. But at the end of the day, if God is for you, then it doesn't matter what any and everybody else say. Your relationship that you have with God should show people that God is on my side. He's on my side. He is on my side. I realized that when I came out of my darkness and into my light, I realized the benefit that he had given me and that he had placed in my life. I realized the change that could occur in my own life. I'm sitting and I see the transformations in other people's lives because this is where God has me at this point in time. But then because he loves me, because he's no respecter of persons, then I can have the same thing as the next person have. But we as a people, we sit and try to tear other people down. But that's not God's desire. That is not God's desire. God's design is for us to prosper, to have plenty, for our territories to be expanded, for us not to live lowly but always live highly. When I mean that, I mean in spirit. For us to be humbled and not stay in a place of humiliation, stay in a place of being ashamed of whatever you had going on. And people will sit and try to keep that over your head. Or when they get angry with you, anything that has taken place, then you're no longer who you were maybe a year ago when you might have been helping them out of bondage. When they were in their captivity, you were helping pulling them out because you realized that God was for you. So when you realize that God is for you, you reach your hand out because you are your brothers and sister keeper, and you pull them out. But when they get to the point where they're right there, when you're at the edge of the cliff and you're pulling them up the cliff, they'll pull you down. But if you realize that God is for you and not against you, you're not even going to stand on that cliff. You're not going to be any place where you'll be able to be pulled down again. Because once you can identify who you are in Christ, once you can identify that Christ loved you so much that he died on the cross, but not only that, in his absence, he left us with a comforter. A comforter that leads us and guide us and keep us and bring us peace and bring us joy and bring us happy, turn our sorrowful tears into tears of joy, happy tears. But we get caught up on what the naysayers say. So when you get caught up on it, what the naysayers say, all the good things that's on my left side is impacted all the good things that's on my left side go on and the right side come and impact them. The right side put them in a place where they feel like, I can't do this. I'm not any good. God don't love me. God can't use me in his kingdom. I can't be a faithful servant because this person tells me I can't do that. I can't give other people chances. That's the thing that kills me. What kills me is that if you go back and you read in the Bible, every person, every major character, every person, I'm not going to say character, every person every major person that God used had a problem. They had a blemish. But yet people can sit in this day and time, talk about a person who has a blemish now as if God can't use them. But if he did it before, because it speaks about that in Ecclesiastes, what happened before, what happened again. And that's because he's for you. Stop allowing people to get in your ear gate and tell you that you're nobody. Stop allowing people to sit and mislead you and take you off the path that God has for you. Stop allowing people to teach you things that's not of God. Stop allowing people to give you their version of certain things or certain scriptures and start learning them for yourself. Because if as you look around on your everyday endeavors, you have to see God. You have to see God. I don't care. Physically can't see him, but you knowingly know that he's there. You know that his presence is there. You know that the obstacle that you couldn't get over by yourself, and when you decided to let go and let God come into the picture, you realized that he was for you. Even in your darkest hour, you realize that God is for you. You realize that God wants you to be one of those that make it in, into the kingdom. You realize these things, so you start doing better. Once you see, all it takes is a little change. And for you and I to be in a place that want to change, that want to sit and say, I want to change. So when people come up against you with words, when people come up against you in actions, it won't even bother you. You sit and you laugh. You let them know, do whatever God has for you. That's what you sit and you tell them. If that's the plan for God, then you go out and you do the plan for God. But at the end of the day, stop allowing people to come and stick daggers in you. See, we get into that place because we get comfortable. We get into that place because when I say we get comfortable, we lean in on our own understanding. We feel like, okay, well, we good enough, we powerful enough, and we got this. We got a mouthpiece that we can sit and tell a person something and get right back with them. That's wasting God's time. It's not using wisdom. It's showing that other person that I'm just like you. I'm not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me. I'm not depending on the Holy Spirit to speak for me. My mind has not been renewed. I have not given my body as a living sacrifice to God. I am not sitting and living by the fruits of the Spirit as God has eloquently given me to do so. When we sit and get into combat and engaging into things that's not of God, then we showing him that, Father, you're not with me. You right over there. We are still engaging into the things that Satan has for us to do. And so many of us, I can sit and say, it was so easy for me to fall in those traps. It was so easy for me to sit and have a wavered mindset, not knowing which way to go, what's this, whatever, how to go, based on how I grew up, based on the company that I chose to keep, based on people that's dressed in sheep clothing, but they're wolves. They'll go out and do anything and everything for you, but then come back and use those same things against you. You get caught up in the wrong thing. You're not caught up in God. You're caught up in Satan and his tactics. And I'm here to tell you today that you do not have to be that way, because if God is for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, when someone comes up, when God is for you, you can be sitting in a courtroom in a trial situation, and all odds are against you. And when that hammer hit that desk, that hit the table, and the judge say not guilty, you know that it was God who did it for you. You can be at a place where you're applying for a job, and you have no knowledge of what that job, anything pertaining to that job, but God allows you to fulfill a position, and as you go on, he equips you because he's for you. It doesn't matter. You sit and put your mind, I'm going to be a failure. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Whereas God is steady putting the people around you, feeding you all the information you need. All you have to do is receive it. And then you have those that look for man to always give them the extra credit or to sit and say, oh, minister need a perfect job, perfect this, perfect that. Well, I don't look for perfectness. I don't need anyone to tell me I did a perfect job because, see, I realize that I'm an imperfect person living in this world. I realize when I become perfect, I don't need God anymore. And that's what happens to a lot of us. We get into a place where we master a skill, we master whatever it is, or we overcame whatever trial and tribulation it is, so we feel like we got this thing correct. We got it right. I no longer need God. Again, God never leaves us. We always leave him. So we have to get into a mindset that we need God in every area. He is the most essential spirit in our lives. And he goes to and fro all over this earth. He's everywhere. We get caught up on what man say. We get caught up when if you sitting and you looking on your TV, the Word Network or TBN or whatever it is, and I'm taking nothing against anybody, but I'm just telling you how we do. We get caught up on what they say instead of going before the Lord, our own self, without going and saying, Father, I know you for me, so what word do you have for me? I know you for me, Father, so how can I correct? How can I get off this crooked path and get on a straight and narrow path, Father? I know you for me, Father God, even when it comes to things such as changing our diet or doing different things because we're unhealthy. I can use me for example. I sit and I suffer with respiratory issues. And every time when the season changes, it could just rain and my breathing start acting up. It could be too hot and my breathing start acting up. But you know, the problem is with me, talking about me having a transparent moment, because I suffered with asthma all my life, I feel like I got it down pat. I feel like I'm supposed to take the nebulizer every 6 hours. Now, this is not the doctor's instruction. This minister, Evangelist Elect Nita instructions. And then I try and I apply things, and every time I fail, I end up having to go back to the doctor to get a shot just to breathe, not realizing that God is for me because he's already put the plan of action together for me. It's just that I feel like I know it all as it relates to my health, so I do not use wisdom, or I was not using wisdom in that area, and it's constantly affecting me. Even up until last week, I had a very hard time. And then when I spoke with my doctor, he was like, well, are you doing this? Are you doing that? Are you doing that? And my answer was no, because I refused to lie about it. But I wasn't realizing that that's what God has for me at this point in time. That is where God wants me. In order for me to get healed, I have to do the things that he has put in place for me, the people that he has chosen and surrounded me with at this point in time. I have to be obedient and disciplined enough to follow instruction. It goes all the way back. I say all of that to say this, being obedient, following instructions, and not just following them. Be disciplined in the area of following your instructions. And if you can be obedient and you can listen and not just listen, be a doer of the word, I promise you, you will see where God is for you in your life. You will see where nothing that anybody, that scripture, no weapon formed against me, you will see where it protects you, where it is true, where everything that people try to come up against you, it may form, but it's not going to go anywhere. Why? Because God is for you. We should not be in a place where people can sit and put us in a place where they can just change who we are if you're truly who you say you are in Christ. If you truly believe that God is for you, if you truly believe that God loves you, if you truly believe that he is our Father, Abba, and that he has put us in a place where a sheltered place. A sheltered place does not mean that we're not going to go through anything, but a sheltered place lets you know that I'm protecting you as you're weathering the storm. I'm protecting you as you are in the fire. I'm protecting you as you are getting all these daggers stuck in your back. I'm protecting you as you make mistakes along the way. I'm still protecting you. I'm just allowing you to go through some experiences that you chose to go through so you can come up as a better person. So you'll be in a place where you realize that it was me that helped you change. It wasn't me that put you in the circumstance, but it was me that could have immediately came and rescued you. But if you don't have any type of test, then you don't have a testimony to tell somebody else that it was me that was for you. Because it's very easy for us to sit and just have conversation about our past, talking about our past experiences, not knowing that the words that we bringing out of our mouth, we are sitting and just bringing them right back up. That's why it's very important to choose the words that's coming out of your mouth, because you never know what you bringing or what you giving Satan and his diabolical imps to bring right back to you. We sit, we laugh, we joke about all the things that we did when we were in the world and totally forget, or you're not going to find too many people sitting amongst each other talking about what God has done for them, talking about how good God is to them, about how God healed them, about how God did something so miraculous that everybody know that it was him. Once he saved us, and I mean in the natural, and some in the supernatural, once we obtain salvation, we forget that we have that gift. Because once we, whether you in a church and a pastor is calling you to an altar call, whether you are in your house, confessing, repenting, asking God for forgiveness and receiving salvation or not, after you receive it, we get into a place that we forget all about it. We go right back into our same old tactics, forgetting that God is for us, forgetting that God was the person that saved us, forgetting that God was the man that made a master plan, forgetting that God knows our expected end and he wants goodness for us. Coming off of the right path, I don't care if it's for one day you came off, and we are going to fall short. The answer, the question is, when you fall short, do you stay out there or do you immediately allow the Holy Spirit to quicken you and ask for forgiveness and get right back on that path that God has predestined for you, the path that God already knows? And do you allow the Holy Spirit to continue to lead you and guide you? See, the toolbox has all the tools in it. It has all the tools in it. And it don't have gossip. It don't have backbiting. It doesn't have deceit. It doesn't have anger. It doesn't have hate. It does not have unforgiveness. That's not what God's toolbox is about. His toolbox is full of love, peace, joy, happiness, temperament. For you to be able to control yourself, self-control, I shall say. You're able to control yourself in a time when man coming up and raging against you. And it's not easy. It's a practice. It's something that you have to practice. As I'm told, it's a way of life. You have to, you when you are transforming, you submit it to God, your life changes. You enter into a new way of life. But we get caught up on how man tells us to live that life. The song this morning was totally right, how God wanted to minister in the Holy Spirit. If you let go and you let God and you stop worrying about this person and that person, because, see, people will rob you blind. They will sit and take everything they can for you, and when something don't go right, you the worst person to them. You are the worst person. But that's when you go in your box and you pull out your full armor of God and you get suited and booted, and then you're not worrying about the daggers that's coming by night. You're not worrying about being in a place where you're unprotected, because the word of God has already told you that he is for you. If he is for you, who can be against you? God is asking the question. That's what Paul wrote. And see, that's where Paul had realized in his life, no matter what storm came by, no matter how many times you flogged me and put me in a jail cell, no matter how many times he was in a place where he just couldn't make it by himself, he realized that God was for him. And not only was he for him, he was with him. And he made sure all of his needs, even in a jail cell, was met. That's exactly how things were with Paul. Is where we're at now. God provides our needs. God gives us the antidote to things to fix different problems. Some problems too big for us, so we have to turn them over to God. But I urge each and every person to seek ye first the kingdom of God in every situation. Don't pick and choose the situation. Somebody may be asking you a question and you might not have the answer. It's okay to sit and tell them, could you just give me a moment because I have to go. It's something I need to do. If you don't even want to sit and say, I got to pray about this thing, it's something I have to do. Give me a couple of minutes. Let me go in and take this right here to God. Let me go into prayer and allow the Holy Spirit. Don't go into any situations knowing that the Spirit is not active in that situation. And we do it so much, we feel so pressured. We feel pressured by the presence of man. We feel pressured by thinking that if we don't do it this way, then this is going to happen. Another testimony. In my job, I make errors a lot. When I get to the situation where the error has occurred and I speak it over to my supervisor, what the answer is that I appreciate you talking to me about this. Now let's turn this around and turn it into a teachable moment. Let's fix this situation. It's not that, oh, you're dumb, you're stupid, you can't get this right. How many times you're going to make the same error? It's like, okay, well, I'm glad that you took accountability. So now let's turn it into a teachable moment so you can teach someone else. And see, that's how God is. That's exactly how God is. This is how we know that he is for us. When we have our failures or we have our slip-ups and we may not grasp something right then and there, he's not going to sit and just walk away because you didn't grasp it. But if you sit and you take accountability and responsibility of the things that may not be of him or of the errors or of about it is you have enough integrity to come and say, Father, I did this. So he said and say, because I'm for you and I'm not going to let anything happen to you, let's turn this test into a testimony. Let's turn this situation into a situation where you're able to go help somebody else. Let's turn it around and write your notes or do whatever so you have the instructions that I'm getting ready to give you so you won't keep making the same mistake over and over. But my child, if you slip again, just know, don't throw me to the wayside because I'm still here. My Holy Spirit is still leading you and guiding you. But just don't you throw me to the wayside because I have the answer. My answer is still the same. My promises are still the same. I'm still with you. But we get to the point that we so easily forget that because we either self-condemning ourselves or we're letting other people self-condemn you. Get into a place where you know that God is for you. You know that you are striving. You are putting your all because you have presented yourself as a living sacrifice that even when you make mistakes, God is still with you. And stop putting yourself in a category of failure because failure is not one of God's words. Failure, and if you fail, you will know you fail. Because remember when we talked about Saul, where obedience is better than sacrifice? He failed. The word of God say he failed. So he lost his kingmanship. Moses didn't do what God told him to do. He leaned on his own understanding out of frustration. He was a very good leader. He was a very good leader, but he had gotten to a place of frustration, and when God told him to speak to the rock, he hit the rock. God still allowed the water to come out to feed the people, but he wasn't the person to take the Israelites into the promised land. You know when God has said and said that you are a failure. I don't believe there's anybody on this line that can sit and say that they're a failure in God's eyesight at this point in time. You up, you have the ability to hear and not just hear, be a doer of the word. You're able to get up early in the morning and eat from his table and drink from it as well. You've been put in a place with people with a sound mind that's being doers of the word, that's living by example, that is completely sold out, that's willing to not leave you alone, be your brother and sister keeper. God is for you. God is for you. Stop putting yourself in the places with people who cannot help you. And if they're helping you, it's a motive behind it. You free all motives out of your mind. Let you realize that the things that you are doing, you're doing them for God. You're doing it to prove to him that I realize that you're for me. I'm thankful for the things that you have done for me. So now I want to show you that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I may fall, but I'm able to say, Father, forgive me. Lord, lead me down the path of righteousness. I'm tired of going down the crooked road. I'm tired of walking with people that I can't agree with. I'm tired, Father God, that people do not want to change, but yet they want to continuously stay on the negative side. I'm now walking on the positive.
God bless you all this morning. My God, we just had some technical difficulties, but I just want to jump in and just encourage you all, amen, and lift you up. This is Monday, amen. Monday morning, this starting off somebody's dreams, starting off somebody's future, starting off somebody's vision. Matter of fact, I want to speak to somebody this morning that is starting off their prophecy that God done promised them and God that God showed them, amen, that this week that something's going to come to pass. I want to speak to somebody this morning, amen, that has the spirit of expectation that something is going to come to pass in their life. Is there anybody this morning, amen, that is up this morning? And I know that it's many of you on this line that is up this morning and has the spirit of expectation that every prophecy that I don't spoke in my life, every promise that God done told me, it's going to come to pass this week. It's going to start today. Matter of fact, it's starting right now in our executive meeting that every promise, everything that God said, it's going to come to pass. I'm the firm believer that what God says in the midst of a pandemic or in the midst of your life, that it's really going to come to pass. Amen. I want you to do something for me. I want you to get up. I want you to shake yourself loose. Some of you need to run in the bathroom, throw water on your face, wake yourself up. Amen. And understand that yesterday's sin is yesterday. But today I'm going to press towards the mark of the high calling, and I'm going to press towards the Lord. Amen. Amen. So today, amen, we want to move into the what? The promise of God. We cannot get back what was done yesterday. We cannot get back the faults we did yesterday. But today, I want to speak to somebody, say, you know what, Pastor? I had a long talk. I had a long talk with God over the weekend. Matter of fact, Sunday brought some realization to me, amen, that I'm not getting no younger. Amen. My life is moving, and it's moving constantly. I need to knock the foolishness off, and I am ready to receive the promises that God has for me in my life. Is there anybody this morning has the spirit of expectation that every prophecy that God done spoke to me, every promise that God done said to me, I'm finna start it this week. This week is my week of energy. This week is my week of motivation, is momentum. This week is my week that I'm finna launch to every success promises that God done promised me, that God done showed me. Is there anybody this morning understand that I know all throughout the week I realized that Jesus been on a main line, and I've been telling him what I want, and I've been declaring, I've been decreeing. Now I'm not up this early this morning in Eastern Standard Time, or I'm not on this line late in the afternoon. It's international time, amen, but I am, my God, ready to make some moves. Anybody ready to make some moves this morning, amen? I would declare it, and I decree it in the name of Jesus that this week finna be a blessed week. This week finna be a week of harvest. This week that the promises and the prophecies that God done prophesied and done told you in your family, in your life, it's gonna come to pass. I wish somebody was shouting with me this morning. This week gonna be a week that you finna see things gonna manifest in your life. Why? Because you don't got yourself up, shook yourself off. You let the past be the past, your wrong be the wrong, your sin be the sin. But this week is a week that I'm finna walk into new beginnings, new life, new business, new opportunities, new, my God Almighty, what God has for me, it is for me. Is there anybody this morning can truly say what God has for me, it is for me? I know that as many of you all over the world that you could truly say that what God has for you, it is for you. Amen. Is there anybody this morning has got the spirit of expectation? I want to put it down in your spirit. I want to get it all in your soul that God can, God will, and God is going to do. Why is that? Because I'm going to convince God this week. Matter of fact, I'm going to start off this morning, and I'm going to convince God that God, you can, because I'm not going to be sitting on a chair. I'm not going to be in a pity party. I'm not going to wait on somebody to do it for me. God, you can. I know you can. And I am a believer. Why? Because I'm going to make the first step. I'm going to make the first choice. I'm going to make the first decision. Amen. That God, I know that you can. And I know that you will. Somebody about to help me this morning. Amen. My God Almighty. somebody, I truly know, not truly believe, that this week you're going to have a testimony, my God Almighty, for your life, that what God, my God, has for you, it is for you. Amen. And what God has for your life, it is for your life. I want to, my God, is there anybody is still holding on to the promise of God, that what God said to you in your life, what God done said? But I want to tell you this morning, and I want to encourage you, give you some momentum. It doesn't matter what happened on yesterday, you are not counted out. It doesn't matter what happened on last week, you are not counting out, because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but it's given to who he that endure to end until the end. Amen. And I truly believe that many of you, you have that endurance power. If you don't, I declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus that you're going to move with endurance power. You're going to move not only with belief, but you're going to also move, my God Almighty, you're going to also move, my God, with faith. My God, because scripture declares faith without works is what? It is dead. I declare and decree that you are not going to walk with negativity, your energy. You are not going to walk, my God, with disappointment. You are not going to walk, my God, with defeat. But everything that you're going to do from this time here on out, as you're praising God in your living room, in your cars, on your job, that it's going to be successful. You are not going to entertain your enemies. You are not going to entertain persecutors, backstabbers, because your mind is going to be focused on the prize. Amen. Is there anybody believe it? I dare you to go ahead and give God a shout glory. Give him a shout of praise. Give him a shout, my God, I thank you. Give him a shout that I believe it. It is so, because God done told me, he done promised me. I'm not worrying about the naysayers. I'm not worrying about the haters, because if the haters, my God, they've been already evicting me. The haters been already, my God, for I won't have food on my table. But somehow, God done made a way. I still got a roof over my head. I still got food on my table. As I'm talking to you this morning, I want to tell you, my God, you need to give God a praise. Do you really know that he is on the main line? I dare somebody, just go ahead and tell him what you want. My God, if that will be one or two of you in the spirit, that you go ahead and tell God what you want. I'm not talking about soliciting of a petition or soliciting a request. I just want to tell you, just tell him thank you. God, I thank you. Why you telling me thank you, son? Because I don't know what's going to happen this week, but all I know, everything is going to work out for my good. My God Almighty, I don't know what's going to take place today, but all I know, whatever's going to take place today, it's going to work out for my good. I don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday, but all I know, God, is going to work out for my good. Because why? I am a winner. I am more than a conqueror. And every promise, my God, I know it's going to manifest. Amen. My God, if you believe it, I need you to give God a shout, an amen. I dare somebody to go ahead and give God a couple of minutes, or just give him a couple of praise, because he is, my God, on the main line. I got to tell him. Go ahead and call them up and tell them what you want. Amen. You might as well go ahead and declare it in the decree. You might as well go ahead and speak it out of your own mouth. I dare you to go ahead and prophesy. I declare and decree that this week, God, every financial promise that you don't told me and my family, it will come to pass, because Jesus on the main line. Somebody go ahead and pick them up and put them down. I know that you wish you was in your own four walls of service and running around, but baby, you could do it in your own living room. Do it in your own bedroom. Matter of fact, if you're driving in your car, go ahead and pull over side the road and just go ahead and tell somebody, give them a come on and praise the Lord. Come on. declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus. It is so, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, you are on the main line, and we got to tell you one of your one. I thank you, God, that you are on the main line. I thank you that our friends or our haters or our backstabbers, even the ones that betrayed us, is not on this line. I thank you, God, that this line is a private line. I thank you that I could call you, I could request for you, I can declare, I can talk to you, amen, that it is a private line, because I know without a shadow of a doubt what the enemy meant for bad, God, I declare and decree that it's meant for your good. I wish somebody just take a few minutes and just praise God with me this morning, because I'm already praising for what I need to come. I'm already praising for what God has already done. I'm already praising him for the things that God is overflowing in my life, not only in my life, everybody that is connected. Can I tell you something? That everybody that is connected to you, they going to get blessed as well. They finna get ready to see God trickle something in their life. They going to realize that not everybody is a backstabber. Not everybody is a liar. Not everybody is coming to take away or try to use you, amen, or try to use them. They going to realize that the blessings of the Lord, I feel my old Baptist voice right there. My God, make it rich and add no sorrow. I dare you, you might as well just go ahead and give God a 30-second praise. Go ahead and praise him for 30
seconds. Oh, if you want your body here.
To put your hands together like you celebrating. Don't wait till the prophecy comes to pass, baby girl, brother, sister, or where mama nim, auntie nim. Don't you wait till the prophecy comes to pass. You might as well go ahead and shout right now. I don't wait till the prophecy comes to pass. I'm already in work. I'm already in praise. I'm already thanking him. I'm already giving God the glory. Is anybody got something coming this week? It's coming to pass. You know it's coming to pass. It's got your name on it. UPS, you know where to bring it. FedEx, you know where to bring it. My God Almighty, because I know, my God, without a shadow of God, if God said it, he done did it. We got about 30 more seconds, and we got to get ready to close this line, y'all. I'm telling you, you got to praise God with your brother. Praise God for somebody else. You know he's doing it for your brother. You know he's doing it for the sister. Understand this. Weeping time is going to come. You praise God with me, brother. I'm going to praise God with you. You shout with me, brother. I'm going to shout God with you too, sister. Let's give God. I'm
mad about it. That's what he said. That's what he said.
I got to go. I got to go. I found out that too many people is used to praising God like this in the morning. They ain't used to praising God like this in the noonday hour. They just used to praising God on a service or a revival when everything get hot and tense. They ain't used to waking up out of their bed and just giving God a praise. They ain't used to waking up out of their bed running around the house. They ain't used to praising God. My God, clapping their hands like something wrong with them. I don't want to wake Mr. I don't want to wake the cheering. I want to sir, baby, if it wasn't for the Lord on your side, amen. My God, we won't never ever be able to wake Mr. We won't never be able to be able to wake our children, because at the end of the day, because of the grace and the mercy of the Lord, that's why we able to awaken. That's why we are able to see another day. You gotta put your hands together. I'm telling you, we finna get out of here.
That's what it happened. That's what it done. That's what it done. One more time.
All right, all All right, y'all. We got to get out of here. Time for sake. Amen. My God, I'm about to listen. It's me, ADM, and also the ministry team of Elect and Minister Elect. Amen. We thank God also for that prayer. Amen. As God continue to develop her, Minister Shaquita. We give God the glory, and I thank God for my beautiful wife, Lakeisha Spencer, amen. And I'm telling you, ADM family, my God Almighty, you got expectation. Get ready for it. Forward in Jesus' name, my God. We thank God for each and every one of you. We bless God for each and every one of you. And we want to say peace. God bless you, my God Almighty. Good night. Good morning.